There's a lot of talk these days about how to fix Detroit schools. State lawmakers are trying to save the Detroit public schools from fast approaching bankruptcy. But little of that discussion has included the voices of DPS students. Here are some students from Cody High School and their thoughts about just how bad things are right now. In a dark room on the University of Michigan Dearborn's campus, a group of students from Detroit's Cody High School is leading a workshop about post-traumatic stress disorder. Taped up around the room are paper experience trees labeled with words like fear, violence, physical abuse. Each student is asked to write down one trauma they've experienced in their lives. Then they fold up the slips of paper, take them outside, and tie them to a balloon string. Then they let the balloons go into the cloudless blue sky. It doesn't quite go as planned.
Hey, they gonna float up. They gonna float. They'll float up. No, they won't.
But eventually, most of the balloons float away.
Our school is a family, basically. We're a whole family. And something happens, we are all there for each other.
That's Slytazian Sanders. He's one of three juniors from Cody's Academy of Public Leadership who led the PTSD workshop. Cody and its surrounding neighborhood have struggled for a long time. A lot of these kids come from some pretty tough life circumstances. But Sanders and his classmates Reginald Franklin, Dominic Williams, and Patrick Harris say things were at least okay during their 9th and 10th grade years. And then this year, the school just started to unravel. A lot of their teachers have just left. This is Franklin talking first.
The last 3 weeks, we had barely no teachers. Like, class was like in the gym or in the weight room. And like, when we do have teachers, I don't think they qualify to teach us because our health teacher turned into our history teacher in one day.
We don't have foreign languages.
No.
As a class, we don't even have, our health class is not even really a health class. It's just, you just go in there,
they sit down.
That's it.
The kids say things really started to break down in January. That's when Detroit Public Schools teachers began staging mass sick-outs to protest deteriorating conditions. Everything from decrepit school buildings to the district's impending financial collapse. As things stand, it will run out of money at the end of this month. The kids don't blame their teachers for sticking out. They think the teachers did it for them. But they do question why Lansing has dithered for so long while things have crumbled, especially since DPS has been under the control of state-appointed emergency managers for 7 years now. The state has allowed its largest school district to fall apart. Why? These guys think they know why.
Because we DPS. And they see us as the less.
The little people.
I would say that because of our lack of education, they look past the abilities and everything that we have inside that school.
And that's really tough for these kids, because unlike many of their classmates at this point, they're actually trying. They see education as a way out of their environment. And for some of them, school is the only stable thing in their lives. This is Patrick Harris talking first.
We come to school willingly. Ain't nobody making us. We can stay at home.
They
let us leave, so I'm trying to make myself proud, my brothers around.
Yeah, I've been knowing him since diaper day.
Do you have any sense of what's going to happen? Like, what's for next year? I mean, you guys are going to be seniors next year.
I think next year it's going to be chaos because now they saying they can't afford summer school. So if you don't have no summer school, how you going to make up the credits that you was missing this year? For next seniors coming up, and it's going to be a repeating process. I said nothing is improving. Everything is getting worse.
And that may be the biggest heartbreak of all, because no matter what solution the state cobbles together, so much damage has already been done, and no one is more aware of that than the district students. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.